Let's look at another scripture from Acts 4:10. Be it known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God has raised from the dead. Let me talk about this. Even by him does this man stand before you whole. Now, it has come to my attention that the priesthood, the Levitical Aaronic priesthood, was to offer up sacrifices. And this was their role as a nation at the time of Yeshua. They were to offer him up as a sin offering for the nation, for all of Israel. Now, this was on Passover, so it was to those who believed. On Yom Kippur, it will be for the nation. Verse 11, this is a stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Verse 12, neither is there salvation, Yahshua, in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's no other name. No other name is given under heaven. That's the only name by which salvation comes. And then Romans, let's look at Romans 10:13. Oof. Okay. Romans 10:8. But what do you say? The word is nigh you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For it was the heart that man believes unto righteousness. Not the head, it's the heart, not your intellectual assent. I tell you, no man can intellectually get a hold of God because he would not be God then. This is a heart issue and a spiritual issue. And with the mouth, confession is made into salvation. For the scripture says, who believes on him shall not be ashamed. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And how shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went unto all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest to them that asked me not. But to Israel, saying, all day long I stretched forth my hand to disobedient and gainsaying people. Okay, Isaiah was bold. He said, this is also this thing which John the Baptist has said when his disciples said, hey, your disciples are going over and getting baptized by Jesus, but Jesus didn't baptize his disciples. Jesus' disciples baptized. They said, well, John the Baptist says, you have nothing unless God gave it to you. And if God has sent someone in your life and you are asking of them about the testimony of their life and the word of their testimony, it's because the Holy Spirit is pouring out and dealing with you. He desires to bring you to him. None of us have any righteousness. Come on. I mean, none of us, not one. Let's look at the scripture that says, all, and this, you know, this is one out of Romans. Well, first let me go to this one. And then we'll go to Romans. Let me go real quickly there. For I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it's written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Right? So here we have the author of Romans saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I will not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. His power of salvation is the very thing that delivers my soul from hell. All right, let's look at another.